Kevin Hulls with Derek Brewer, Chief Executive Officer at Nottinghamshire County Cricket Club. Well, the view seemed to be, Derek, about the Champions League at the start of the season from the English counties and the Welsh county as well in Glamorgan, that, well, look, if the Champions League is there, so be it, but it's not top of our priority. And now we hear news that two teams not only have to qualify in terms of the domestic competition, but then two again to get into the main Champions League. Now, is this something that's going to ruffle a few feathers? In it's seeming as a bit of a rap across the knuckles for the English game that, you know, you didn't play ball to start off with?
I don't think it'll actually ruffle feathers. As far as we're concerned here at Nottinghamshire, clearly the Champions League is there somewhere in the distance. It's not an immediate priority for us. If we are fortunate enough to reach the final stages of 2020 and actually qualify for that, then that would be a real bonus. We're certainly not setting our overall strategy within the club to reaching that end, and if we come across it, well, you know, so much so good.
When it first came about, it seemed as if this Champions League was sort of this lucrative money spinning angle. It seems as if the players themselves were quite interested in taking part, which is an important aspect as well, because they wanted to test themselves against the best. Somerset and Sussex found it very difficult. Where do you think, both from the money point of view and also from the players' point of view, we currently stand with a view towards it?
Well, certainly I think from the playing aspect, I think that the players are keen to take part. And I've not spoken to the PCA, I've spoken to one or two of our team, our squad, and they'd love to play. But I think really that's at the back of our minds, because to get there you have to either win or come second in the Friends Life 2020. So that really is where all the attention is focused at the moment.
So, having said that it's not there in a priority, perhaps a growing opinion that actually perhaps in the future this could be more serious?
Well, I think we have to wait and see how the actual tournament develops, what happens this year, what happens in future years, to see what sort of track record actually emerges. But as I say, it's really important for us, first of all, sitting as we are here atop of the Northern Group at this stage after eight matches, to focus on performing in the other eight games and to get ourselves into a situation to qualify for the quarterfinals. That's the next step. Then, of course, it's qualifying for finals. So there are a lot of hurdles to go through before that Champions League becomes a reality for anybody.
Financially, how is it going, the domestic competition for you?
Well, we've been really pleased with the attendances so far this season. We had 8,500 here for a Friday evening game against Derbyshire, admittedly in excellent weather. We had 6,500 against Yorkshire. We had 5,500 on Saturday, admittedly on a poorer afternoon weather-wise against Northants. So we're really pleased with the way in which the attendances have gone. And we've got...
Are they up?
Attendances this year are certainly up for us. It's always a difficult one, Kevin, to actually compare, because A, you have the weather, and B, you have the performance of the team as well, which are two really key variables. But we're pleased with the way it's going. We've got three more home games, two are on Friday evenings. And when we had the Durham game last Thursday, we sold out all our hospitality here, which was great. And I think the signs are very good for the next two Friday evening matches. So we've had a number of different start times and just experimenting with things. But eight games is an awful lot, but we're hopeful certainly that we'll be ahead of budget and certainly ahead of last year.
And you're in favour of the change going back to the five home?
Very much so. I think in my view, less is more in this particular instance. I think it's really important we leave spectators coming back for more with 2020 and make sure we don't actually play too much. We have a situation here, of course, at Trent Bridge, where we're fitting our 2020 games around our one-day international against Sri Lanka on the 6th of July. So I think the vast majority of our games are at home are sort of front-loaded. And that of course, causes all its own issues as well. But certainly, we believe a return to five is the right way forward.
And just going back to the Champions League, do you see an argument going forward, which is that actually, although you've decided you still want 16 championship matches, that the season should finish a little sooner than it is in order to give more preparation time?
Yes, I think it's a very, very difficult one indeed. We certainly are in favour of the 16 matches, and what we don't want that to do is to compromise, is that to be compromised, because I think we've seen with a very successful England team now, there's some really, really good young players coming through. We've got some three or four excellent examples here at Nottinghamshire, but all the counties are developing their own, and I think it is important that they get a chance to play the longer form of the game, because that will benefit the England team in the future and hopefully continue the run that England have been having over the past few years.